For a short devotional, I'm going to read out of Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And I probably won't have a whole lot to add to this because I'm pretty much like Solomon here. I don't understand everything God does, but I know that he has a plan for me. But I was just reading over this last night and this morning, and I got some food for thought out of it here, and I wanted to share it here. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says that there's a time for everything. So I'm going to read the whole chapter and make a few comments here. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time of love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. He also has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is a gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nothing can be taken from it. And God doeth it that man should fear before him. That which hath been is now, that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that the wickedness was there, and the place of righteousness, that the iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see they themselves are beasts, for that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts, even one that befalleth them, as the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion, for who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? So, where does a man start, where does a man stop here? There's just a lot of things that there's time for. And to me, it shows that God has a plan for us. My plan might not be what your plan is, but each one of us does have his time that God wants us to do these things. You know, a time to rend and a time to sow. There's all these thoughts here, and I'm to try to tie it all together. You know, verse 9. You know, what profit hath he that worketh in wherein he laboreth? You know, it's just like, what difference does it make at the end? You know, what profit is there in it? You know, verse 10 goes on, I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men. Seems there's just plain a lot of time for hard work. You know, the travail that he sees here, and a lot of hard work goes on, it seems like. There's time for that there. And And then in 11, he says he has made everything beautiful. Even this, I guess, this hard work or this travail is part of that beauty there, part of the picture. And then he has set the world in their heart. That was a phrase I had to wrap my mind around it here, and I read some commentaries on it. And set the world in their heart is to give them, the thought was maybe to give them a view of eternity. It's just simply, you know, maybe we don't know all of the things, but God, I think God gives us a view of eternity so that we can strive, we can move forward. We want to press on because the answers sometimes aren't here right now. The time moves on. And so in verse 12, 13, you know, he's just saying simply, let's just enjoy it. Let's even though there's some hard work and we often don't understand, sometimes we get grouchy about all this stuff here, sometimes we're happy about it all. You know, let's just enjoy what God, the time that God gives us. Let's make use out of this time here. And it says that in verse 12, I'm just going to read that. It says, I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. So, you know, we can be positive about it, about the time that God gives us. We can rejoice and do good. Or we can just, I guess, become a grouch and just say, God doesn't understand me. He's just given me a handful of lemons here. But it says that we should rejoice and maybe make those lemons into lemonade or something like that there. Eat and drink and enjoy it. So, and then it goes on, verses 14 and 15, you know, we are not going to change. There's nothing that we can do to change God. Or what I should say is, it says, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. You know, God works too. And God has it. God's time and our time sometimes doesn't, you know, we can't see God's timing. We can't see God's plan, but it's not going, nothing could put it to it nor take away from it. God is going to do what God needs to do. And we should fear him and we should worship him. We should enjoy God for who he is because of what he does. And then you know, even going on in verse 16 and 17, he judges the things that we do with our time then. And it says there is a time and a time for every purpose and for every work. So God will judge what we will do. But basically Solomon says that we're almost like the beasts. We all just die. We go back to dust. So I think sometimes I get into that rut too where I'm just like, you know, we go through life, we live, we die. And that's truth, actually. But Solomon does say in another chapter then that our soul does get put in front of God to be judged. So we do have something to look forward to, something, an eternal life with God. But sometimes the picture can get pretty bleak. You know, time is, what's the purpose of all this here? And you know, everything is vanity, it says here in 19. But then I want to end it in verse 22. It says, wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in all his works, for that is his portion, for who shall bring to see what shall be after him? So the challenge of the whole thing to me was, you know, God has given us plenty to do, and so let's not be slothful about it or ignorant about it. We have things to do. God has given us time to pick up the stones and then to throw the stones away. But, you know, we have a choice to make. We can either be a pessimist about life or we can be an optimist. We can take this time and use it to glory God and just enjoy it, like Solomon said here. So that's all I have. I'm man too. I don't understand everything, but we we should enjoy the time that God gives us.